T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Former Niner offensive lineman, 95.7 The Game football insider, good friend of the show, Alex Boone, with us here on 95.7 The Game. Alex, happy new year. Good morning. Give us the temperature of the city. Not, you know, literally, I'm sure it's quite cold, but figuratively coming off that game, how stoked is everyone coming off that win in New Orleans?
Dude, they got a lot of momentum right now, and that's the one thing with this team, that if they get momentum, because I truly think that this is a team that doesn't look outside of its own building to look for reassurance. They kind of look to themselves, and Mike does a good job of keeping them in the building. But, dude, they just went down there and gave the Saints exactly what they didn't want.
And you look at reassurance. Did the quarterback need to reassure the fan base or the locker room that he's the real deal? And did he make that case yesterday that he truly is a better quarterback than many people give him credit for?
Yeah, and I don't think it was so much in the locker room, because you've seen these guys all year kind of standing behind him and taking bullets for him and doing what they can. But I think it was more the fan base, because the narrative was that he couldn't win a big game like that. And however we're going to shake this tree, it doesn't matter. He didn't do it. And then last night he comes out and he has a great performance. And not only that, but he keeps his composure after starting out a little helter-skelter. And that was one of the big things going in, like, hey, you can't get this dude rattled within the first 15 plays because he doesn't know how to come back. I think he did a really good job of keeping the team in it the whole game.
Let's just talk about the running back. What does that do for a quarterback of that ilk when you have a running game like you saw with Dalvin yesterday?
Low. This dude is the real deal.
No question.
I mean, you see him just truck dudes over, run through people. I was watching the Detroit game the other day again, watching two guys bounce off of him, and one of them was Snacks. Like, this kid does not believe in anything other than himself. He's so dangerous because they love to get him the ball right now. We were talking last week on my show about how are they going to win. Dude, you got to get Dalvin the ball on the edge quick, because once he gets ahead of steam going, he can make one cut, and he can run through anybody. And when you're looking at that as an offense, you say, wow. Well, that's clearly what we want to be. So we're going to take him, and then off of that, we're going to play action everybody, and that's how they end up killing people, because they lull these outside people to sleep with, I don't want any of that smoke, I don't want any of that smoke, and then the next thing you know, Thielen's running right by you, and you're like, oh my God, it's play action, I didn't know.
Alex Boone from Minneapolis joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Of all the scenarios that could have played out for the Niners, they could be hosting Minnesota, Seattle, or Philadelphia. Where does this rank in terms of worry if you're a Niner fan? Is this the most troubling of the three potential matchups?
No, I think Seattle would always be the most troubling just because of the rivalry that you have with them and the fact that that would have been the third time playing them. But I think the best case scenario would have been Philly. And, you know, you're looking at Minnesota, and this is a team that people probably are sleeping on. They shouldn't. They're a good team. They're led by Dalvin Cook, and they're led by Eric Kendricks on the other side. Talk about a guy who, in my opinion, should be up for the defensive MVP, because he's coast to coast. This kid can do everything. He can cover people out of the backfield. He's got Ezekiel Elliott's number. I mean, he is one of these guys that comes out and shows up every single week.
What about the rest of the defensive front that looked so dominant yesterday against New Orleans, controlling Drew Brees? How do they match up, particularly against the zone scheme that the Niners will try to run?
Well, I think the one thing about the zone scheme is it kind of fits into everybody's wheelhouse. It's kind of like, how do you see it? Every running back sees a zone different. With Dalvin, we kind of knew that with the Saints, they love to over-pursue with their linebackers. Like, for some reason, these guys just can't slow down, so they're just taking off to a spot. Well, Dalvin's naturally going to be like, all right, listen, I'm just going to go backside, and then all of a sudden your safety's going to have to try and take me down. When you look at these guys and you say, man, how do the Vikings fare? There are times they can be had. You know, you think back to Kansas City, and their running back had a 91-yard run off a zone. And then at other times, you know, Linval's pushing the center in the backfield. I think the offensive line dictates how the game's going to go. And based off that, you can tell where it's going to be from there.
Defensively, what are the Niners dealing with? What is one of the things that you look at this team, this Minnesota team, and say, hey, the Niners need to be mindful of this if they're going to have success?
I mean, you got to be mindful of Rudolph. And it's funny, because last week on my show, I brought Sam Bradford on. And Sam's great. He's a funny dude, and he is one of the smartest guys I've ever been around in terms of football. And he was saying, You know, I think Kirk could utilize Rudy more. And he was telling a story about how when he first got to Minnesota, Stefanski told him, listen, whatever happens, if you get into a bad situation, just throw it to Rudy. He will get open. That is so true. I played with Rudy. I know how he thinks. At times he looks blanketed, but man, he is a big physical dude. And he's kind of sneaky about how he gets open. So you got to be careful. So don't sleep on him.
2-3 years ago, the idea of throwing a pass Xavier Rhodes' way was something quarterbacks wouldn't have even considered. Now, Rhodes seems to be a bit of a shell of his former self. He got beat for a big play yesterday, and it seems like throughout the course of the season, it happened in Seattle on a Monday night as well, he got beat big, then on the sideline, there always seems to be a heated exchange. Now, that's probably just passion. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, but how big of a threat is he manning one of those islands? If you're Jimmy Garoppolo, are you looking Xavier Rhodes' way?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that when you look at last week, I kind of like the matchup between him and Michael Thomas. And I was talking about how these are two physical guys. And sometimes if a ref sees that both guys want to be physical, they'll be like, yo, big dog, you chose this life, and they'll let you go. But this week, I think it's different because they don't have such big physical receivers like that. These guys are a little bit tinier. They like to move. They're quick. They're dynamic. They can, in space, these dudes are dangerous. Sometimes that gets X in trouble because number one, he ends up grabbing too much. He ends up holding too much. And a lot of times you kind of lull him to sleep. He falls asleep like, oh my God, I have no coverage help over the top. Like, dude, those are mistakes that in a top defense can never happen. And when they do, you certainly can't go to the sideline and throw your helmet at the coach. Like, that's just inappropriate.
Yeah, 4 targets, 2 catches, 1 thrown helmet from Stephon Diggs. What do you make of his act, and how much can the 49ers go far to where they try to take him out of the game like the Saints did?
You know, I see the passion in Diggs, and I played with him, and I know how he is. I love him. I do. He is a great, great kid. I think that sometimes, though, when you're asked to be a leader and you blow up on the sidelines as much as they do, so many people are going to see that, right? And then instantly everyone will be like, dude, what's going on over there? Why are these guys always throwing helmets and upset? Like, dude, you're winning the game. Go with the game. Sometimes you're not going to be the star guy. That's the game plan of a defense. Hey, we're going to take out Diggs and Cook. And after that, if we can't do that, we're just going to try and take out Cook, you know, and teams can't keep up with that. So when you're looking at a 49ers defense, you're like, man, might be getting Kwon back, getting Jaworski back. You got D Ford back, dude. This defense on all cylinders is the scariest defense in this league.
What do you think Minnesota's going to – what is going to be the answer for a guy named Hey Diddle Diddle Kittle down the middle? How do you defend him?
You know, I'm – okay. I might sound a little crazy.
No.
But I'm saying, hey, maybe you put Xavier on Kittle, right? Two physical guys kind of cancel each other out because a ref's never going to be like, well, this is going to be the whole day. I'm just going to keep throwing this flag at both of them. He's going to go, you know what? You guys both want to do this? Go for it. But don't come crying to me later when somebody's got a different opinion about it. I think you could say, hey, X, maybe we shadow Kittle a little bit. If you don't do that, you're going to have to look to Barr because I think Kendricks is going to be too busy in the backfield. He's one of these guys that can shut down the receivers out of the backfield, which for this offense is going to be big, and for this defense trying to stop it is going to be even bigger.
Alex Boone joins the show. Gary Kubiak is the assistant head coach and offensive advisor for the Minnesota Vikings. Big history. He used to employ Kyle Shanahan in Houston as his offensive coordinator and quarterback coach. And then Kubiak goes all the way back to where he played for Mike Shanahan and then also coached with Mike Shanahan in Denver. He knows this system. He knows it as well as Kyle does, I'm sure. How big of an advantage is that for the Minnesota Vikings?
You know, I don't think that has ever really become an advantage because I think there's so many people that could be like, dude, I know that offense too. But it's just, you never know what a team's going to do. And I've always said this, it's not about the X's and the O's, it's about the Jimmys and the Joes. If you show up to play in your home stadium, fired up, with your hair on fire, if you just unleash the front 4 defensive linemen and let them wreak havoc, dude, I'm telling you, this game is to be had.
What did you make of the fact that 3 road teams were able to prevail on Wild Card Weekend? And have we seen the end of Tom Brady in New England?
Yeah, man, that is a tough question. And thank God I don't have to answer that one for real because
I just asked you, Alex. You do have to answer.
Yeah,
for
this
real.
Is not a God, this isn't Inception. We're not.
I was hoping you guys would just let that brush right over. I don't think he's going to leave. I think that Robert Kraft will do whatever he can to keep Tom there. You obviously heard him talk this morning. Like, listen, Tom's family, like blood family. He is a part of this family. Whatever he wants, he'll get. And it's true. When you've won 6 rings and you've commanded a dynasty for 20 years, I'm sorry, but I think the owner has to go above and beyond to be like, whatever you want, Tommy, you can have. Just retire a Patriot, please, because God knows it's going to look so weird with you not in that jersey. So I personally don't see him going anywhere else.
I couldn't agree with you more. And there's a couple other teams that we talked about the playoffs and we talked about what they did. You saw Minnesota running the ball helped them win, undoubtedly. And look no further than what Tennessee was able to do with their running game. Both these backs had a week off to prepare because, you know, they were both in a physical battle yesterday. Moving forward, how does both these backs carry that same intensity to a team in Baltimore that can get after you? And then you're talking about Davin, who's going to come here to San Fran. How do you see these running backs faring after a second week, especially carrying the ball during their over 30 times, both these young men?
Oh, I think it's going to be way different. And I say that because I think that when you're talking about these offenses that they're going to be playing, I see both these teams being able to put up points quicker than the other teams were. Once you go down a certain amount of points low, you know how it goes. Like, hey, guys, it might be the second quarter, but we're going 2 minutes the rest of the game. That's how we got to win. And you're looking at these two offenses, Lamar Jackson and Jimmy Garoppolo. And, yeah, people still don't give Jimmy this credit, but I will. Absolutely. These are two of the top teams in the NFL. So sometimes you might not get to run the ball as much as you want to. So when you do run the ball, you better be effective. And you better be selling out for your brother because, listen, it could be the third quarter. And I know last week everybody was like, oh, pound the rock, pound the rock. Yeah, stick to your game plan against those guys. With this week, dude, this could get out of control in a quick. So you got to be able to be efficient with the ball. And not only that, but when you're running the ball, you're taking time away from them. So that's also important for you.
Former Niners offensive lineman, 95.7 The Game football insider, Alex Boone with us here on 95.7 The Game. Alex, we love the visits as always. Thanks for coming on. We'll catch up with you soon.
Can't wait. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.